Welcome, everybody. This is Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge, and you are now plugged into the hottest new podcast on the planet. That was our attention bell, so now I need you to pay attention, because we're going to cover a little bit of everything here on Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge. We're going to be representing Wink City heavy, though, for real. So if y'all want to know what's going down, or what went down, or anything around town, you want to tune in to Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge, the podcast. Let's dig right into some national news, shall we? Trump ass tripping. What more can I say about that shit? I don't know. Trump. Some bama ran in a mosque over in New Zealand and they killed 50 people. It's tragic, though. The thoughts are with the people of the Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crash. Everybody know by now, hopefully. They grounded. Aviation authorities worldwide grounded the Boeing 737 MAX. I don't know if America grounded them yet or what, but bless up to everybody affected with that. A dead whale washed up in the Philippines, damn, with 100 pounds of trash in his stomach, 88 pounds of which being plastic bags. That's crazy. We got to do better, folks. We got to do better. A bunch of rich bambas got busted for paying to have their kids cheat. They were in the school. I got mixed feelings about that one, y'all. We're going to unpack that one a little bit later in the podcast. I really do. But the college cheating scandal, yeah, it's big national news. Guess that's it with national news. We're about to move on to local news. We got state police seeking the public's help in Clark County. There's a homicide investigation, it looks like. A car crash turned into a homicide investigation when it was learned that the victim had previously been shot in an altercation before driving some distance before crashing. Wow. The altercation happened on Castleman Road in Clark County, and them state boys are asking if anyone has information to contact them. So y'all need to get the snitch into something. Some youngin' on Opeckin in Wink City shot herself in the hand Saturday night. The incident is still under investigation, and no charges have been filed in the case. Youngin's playing with guns. Emilio Estevez of Young Guns fame will be at the Winchester Alamo on Saturday, March 23rd to discuss his new film entitled The Publicist, I think. It's either The Publicist or The Public. I'm going to get that one back. I'll make a correction because I got a typo right here. So I'll make that correction on a later podcast. I promise to do that for all you Emilio Estevez fans. What else is in local news? Stephen City Martin is now offering online shopping with curbside pickup. All my folks in Kernstown or Frederick County use Martin's. Might be excited about that one. I don't know. Like, that's about it for local news right now. Guess I'll do sports next, huh? Guess I'll find a sound. That's what I'll do. This is my first podcast, so work with me. I'm my own producer and all this other crap, so I gotta work through this thing. So what I'm gonna do is find a sound, I'm gonna drop a sound, and we're gonna run down sports. Charlie found a sound. I think it's the sports popping up in this joint. Oh, Lord, I found a sound. Alright, in sports, Pittsburgh Steelers disgruntled wide receiver Antonio Brown was traded to the Oakland Raiders for a third and a fifth round pick. I know you can't stand it. Washington football team, they've been quiet since the Landon Collins signing, nothing to report there. You know this is going to be a local podcast or whatever, so I'm always going to give you the, you know, keep you updated on what's going on with all the Washington teams and local teams as much as I can. Bullets, they ain't do shit this year, so forget about them. Zion Williamson of Duke, he a monster. Hanley boys ain't do nothing with their basketball team. That's the city high school team. Pretty much does it for sports. All right, y'all, we're going to finish the news up with a rest up to my cousin, y'all, Capria Rachelle Turner. She passed away on the 8th of March at a very young age of 30. So if we could, we're just going to drop a few seconds of silence before we unpack today's topic. I really appreciate that. Gonna drop that silence. I'm gonna find me another sound to bring it back. And we're gonna get this podcast kicking. All right, peace. Hey, you already know I couldn't even resist the scent. Had to do it. Had to put my drop in there. Alright, here we go. Let's get this podcast going. Oh yeah, rest up, baby girl, Capria. We love you, baby. Alright. Time for the Bama today, I guess. You guessed it. The Bama today goes to Donald Trump for tweeting 29 damn times on Sunday. Folks, I gotta be honest, and I tell you that I didn't read one damn tweet. And yeah, I know that in order to do this segment right, I have to thoroughly research what these Bamas did or said to deserve Bama of the day. But therein lies the problem. I ain't about to read a bunch of Trump tweets. I don't have any type of social media account, so I couldn't check his timeline if I wanted to. I'm just not interested in any Trump news beyond the headlines. Sorry, folks. I can say for him, though, if anybody else is tweeting 29 damn times in a day, then you're eligible for Co-Bama of the day. 29 times in a day, are you crazy? Like, do you have any time for anything? Like, let's say presidential, perhaps? Okay. To be honest, Trump is a Bama every day, so it's not about him. If Jesus tweeted 29 times a day, I would like, behold, dear Lord, you have turned but one tweet into a multitude of tweets. Thou must be the Son of Man, for a miracle it is to turn but one tweet into a multitude of tweets. Jesus. Yeah, that's what it is. Trump is Bama of the day. He's the Bama of the day. He's the Bama of the day. He's the Bama. He's the Bama of the day. All right, y'all. I'll be launching. It's fun, though. All right, I'll hear y'all get this podcast over. I appreciate y'all spending a little time with Charlie. Hopefully, we can do this again, like, all the time. But, yeah, this is what it is. All right. So, here's what we're going to dig into on today's podcast. I'm going to dig into that college cheating scandal. Didn't really dig into all the names. I don't know what the guy's name is. I know that one lady. I remember her on with them Olsen twins. I remember her from there. Other than that, I don't know too much about it, but I do know what they did and what they're charged for and things like that. And I'm just not sure. I mean, how y'all feel about it? I don't know. I'm sort of torn. And by the way, yeah, I'll give everybody email out at the end of this so we can, y'all can email your comments or questions or concerns. Like anything you want to email, we can get busy on the podcast, talk about it, and I'll have that. I'll remind y'all again, but I'll have that line set up, that phone line. We can get some callers calling in. We'll do all that. But anyway, yeah, I'm torn, man. I'm torn because on one hand, I see how it affects all the students who spend their entire adolescence studying and performing to be able to attend the college of their dreams, you know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, I'm a parent of a college-age child, or children, or kids, or whatever, however you want to call them. They babies to me, even though they're in their 20s. Okay, I don't have the means to provide them with an advantage, but if I could, would I? Yeah, damn Skippy, I would. You know? I mean, who wouldn't want the kid to have all the advantages? For real. If I knew that it was even possible to do some crap like that, I probably would have started saving to pay for that advantage when they were in Head Start. Okay. At the point in life when the kids graduated out of high school, it seems to me that all the parents' energy going to helping their kids navigate the real world as easy as possible. So this is what I'm saying. All I'm trying to do right now at this point in life is make sure my kids have all the tools to make it when I'm not around. That means work your fingers to the bone to save up $15,000 to get them into a guaranteed school with their choice. That's what it is. days. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to punch that damn clock at 6 a.m. every morning for myself. I could just sell bud, crash at my mom's house and my brother's and my sister's or something. You know what I mean? But I can't. I got to do what I got to do to make sure my kids is going to be set up when I'm gone and they're going to have, they can set their kids up. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. So, you know, we're going to keep it short. I just ran down real quick podcast, you know. I'm not going to get too much deeper. I'm going to close that out. I'd like to get at least a couple listeners. Send me some thoughts, some ideas on this thing. Of course, I'd like to have way more than a couple listeners. Hopefully, we'll listen at this down the line and be like, this Bob, like I want a couple listeners. Maybe I gotta wash my mouth. Who cares? Alright. Yeah. But what was I? Yeah. I was pretty much done with that. That's just my views on it. I mean, I'm gonna do what I gotta do to make sure my kids are straight. If that means dropping 15K on the motherfucking website, if I had the money to do it, what the hell? What you mean? You're damn right. Let's try Harvard or Yale, man. I mean, that's what them dumbass Bushes and Trump dumbass, whatever. I don't know where he went. I think he went to some business school somewhere. But, yeah, I would do it. So we're going to end it with that. Y'all hit me up at Burns Media. cburnsmedia@gmail.com. We can get some questions and all that good stuff going in on this podcast. Comments. Y'all want to get some shout-outs? That's dope. Let me know what's popping around town. That's dope. Want me find out what happened to who or who's doing what out of this bitch? That's dope. I'll go ahead and do all that for you. Y'all need to know where to go to get a cut. I'm going to have all that for you. Go to get yourself clean. I'll have all that for you. Go ahead and throw all those into my next, them addresses and numbers and all that in episode 2. It's just a little warm-up podcast. Because I got a, like I said, I'm producing myself here, so. I just want to line everything up right. Play with the sounds and I'm going to start bringing in. Bring out some old smoke screen things. Bring out a whole lot of things here. Give y'all a little history on hip hop, local hip hop, shit like that. You know, we're gonna do some different things. We're gonna talk politics if y'all want. A little bit of religion if y'all want. But you know, until then, next time, be easy, be safe. Be careful or I'll fart on your face. I'm out.